Restraint may be used as an intervention procedure and is allowable in the following instances. To allow a licensed healthcare professional to safely conduct a medical examination or provide medical treatment. Tara has had a hard time keeping her arm steady for a blood draw. The RN can hold down her arm to steady it. The RN could also use a strap on the chair to keep her arm steady so that Tara can have blood drawn safely. Or to assist in the safe evacuation or redirection of a person in the event of an emergency. A small fire has started on the stove. You need to remove Leo from the area before the fire spreads, so you push his wheelchair outside.
Position a person with physical disabilities in a manner specified in the person's Coordinated Service and Support Plan addendum. Becky is not able to walk on her own and uses a wheelchair. She is unable to position herself in a comfortable manner, so you help her move her legs to a more comfortable position.
In the next two classes, you'll gain more in-depth knowledge on what is prohibited and restricted under 245D.